The Mishnah says that if you hear a baskal, you hear a voice saying that somebody died, you could trust that voice and you could be maisi his wife, you can marry off his wife based on that edus of that voice that you heard. The Gemara has a kasha, the Vedoma shade, how could you trust this voice? Maybe it's not a person, maybe it was a shade. And the Gemara says, we're talking about a case where you saw that that voice was coming from the figure of an Adam, a Demus Adam. So you know it's a person, not a shade. In fact, the Gemara, sometimes shadim could also appear as an Adam. So the Gemara says the Chazlei Babua, they saw that this shade, this person, this figure had a shadow. In fact, the Gemara Inu Nami Su Babua, shadim also have shadows. So how do you know it's not a shade? So the Gemara says the Chazlei Babua, the Babua, didn't just have one shadow, but it had a shadow of its shadow. There's a certain type of double shadow that only humans have, and shadim do not have. So from the fact that it had that double shadow, that is a raya that it was a human and not a shade. And then the Gemara brings down an Edus, B'Shem Yenis and Shida, that Babua Islu, Babua de Babua, less the shadim only have one shadow, but they do not have two shadows. So we see that the defining feature that differentiates between a shade and an Adam is whether you have one Babua or two Babuas. The shade has only one Babua as opposed to a person who has two Babuas. So the there's a beautiful remes in the Gra. The Gra says on the we know when the Zayar says that when Esther went into Achashverosh, the Zayar is Mechadish, and Esther herself was never Nivel Tachashverosh, but an ace happened and a shade came in. But Demus Esther, there's a shade that went in the form of Esther, and Achashverosh thought it was Esther, but it was really not Esther, and Esther was talking never Nivel by Achashverosh. The question is how to work this out with all the different Rishonim. Avnei Nezer talks about this in the Tshuva, but the Maaseh, that's what the Zayar says, that Esther herself never went in, it was always a shade. So they say over B'Shem Legra, a beautiful remnant from the Pasuk in the Megillah, the Pasuk in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chafei. It says, talking about Esther, when she came into Achashverosh, it says, Uvevaya lifnei ha-melech, when she went into the melech. So he says the words Uvevaya, when she came in, Bez, Bez, Vav, Aleph, Hey, could also be read Ubabua. The Babua went in. Babua means, according to Gemara over here, that's the word of a shadow, which is what Shadim have. Shadim only have a Babua, but not Babua de Babua. So he says it's a remez that the Megillah wrote in such a way that the word uvevaya could be read babua to be meramez that one who has a babua, meaning a shade, is what went in Tachashverosh instead of Esther. So this would be a smach to what the Zayar says, that Esther never went in, but it was a shade who went instead of her. It's probably not a coincidence that the word for a babua in English is shadow. Shadow also comes in Russian shade. Perhaps it has some shaykhus to it, but al kopanim, that is the remez of the Gra. We find in the Megillah itself that the word Babua, Uvevaya, is being meramis to this shade that went in instead of Esther, I'll repeat the words of the Zayar.